come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. Come and see what all the hype is about right here at The Hype 87.3 in ATL. But listen, we have Tennessee checking in tonight. The one and only, the legend himself, Legend JG. What's going on, family? How you doing?
Man, life is good. Life is good. Good to be reconnected with you, Tampa.
Man, it's always a pleasure. Like, every time we come in contact, it's always a vibe, man. So definitely shout out to you for out here making it happen and bringing them positive vibes around.
Always, man. Always.
Definitely. Well, listen, bro, go ahead and give us that official, that really dope introduction that you always do.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Legend JG coming in with you live from Hype 98.7. We out here just doing it.
Man, I appreciate you, bro. For real, for real. Tell everybody exactly where you're checking in from in Tennessee.
I'm East Tennessee, Knoxville, born and raised. I'm calling in from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Big Knoxville. And I definitely know you are making an impression out there. Let's just say that first and foremost. You know that I recently interviewed some other young gentlemen from your city, and they just paid so much homage to you and praised, you know, what a dope person you are. Not just a dope artist, but just a dope person. So shout out to you for out there really making a good impression on people in your city.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, that's kind of like one of the main reasons why I started to make music was I wanted to, you know, elevate the consciousness with my art. You know, not just make a song. I mean, I do that. But, you know, I want people to be able to listen to it and to think.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely. Tell everybody about what age that you started like transitioning into creating music.
I was always involved. I started like really like making music, dabbling when I was around 19.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 28, I took a break. But obviously when I hit about 28, I really dove into it and, you know, started really making it.
Absolutely. Would you say that growing up in Tennessee at all had an influence? Because there's, you know, you got some great cities out there that has produced superstars from various genres of music.
Definitely. Being from Knoxville in particular, we have a few local superstars here that nobody really knows. They're from Knoxville. The director, Quentin Tarantino, he's from Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville, he went to South Doyle High School, or Doyle High School, which is now South Doyle High School. That's here in Knoxville. And then we have a few other people who, you know, are really like making waves in their profession. And I just feel like there's an energy here that if you want to just dive into whatever you dive in, there's a good push behind it.
Absolutely. And you're one of those people because, you know, again, you're really making an impression on other artists coming out of your city. And that's something to be proud of, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of artists out here who are not able to do that just because they're not putting in the work and people aren't seeing the grind, but they're seeing that from you.
Oh, yeah, man. That's the thing. If you ain't working, you're losing, man.
So, man, that is facts. That is facts.
Ain't nobody gonna put the food in my mouth except for me.
Mm. Man, and we miss 100% of the shots that we don't take. I'm a big believer in that. We have to shoot our shot with everything in life. You know, what's the worst that could happen? Someone says no. Okay, boom, you keep it moving, you know? And
So I used to coach basketball, right? And I had this guy, his name was Jake. It was his senior year. He wasn't a star player or anything like that. But the kid went 0 for 17 his senior year. Every shot he shot, he missed, free throws included. But he made a joke about it, but he said at the same time he wasn't afraid to miss because he also was one of the team's leading rebounders. So there's always a plus side. Even if you don't get the initial goal that you want, they say shoot for the stars and land on the moon and be okay with it. So it's kind of that same concept.
Man, that is facts, because what you think is your strong point, it could be something totally different, and that's okay. Everybody's journey is different. We can't gauge our journey based upon somebody else's, you know. So that's a great analogy right there. You just have to keep shooting your shot. And like you said, eventually you're going to figure out what it is for you, because we all have a gift, or we have multiple gifts.
Amen. Definitely. We're definitely sent here for a reason. And, you know, that's why what I'm trying to do is just figure out my reason and stick to it.
Yeah. We have to figure out what our why is. Why are we doing this? And let's just hone in on that, because, you know, a lot of people never think that deep of what is your why. What would you say is your why for doing music?
Like I said, like just to, you know, raise consciousness. You know, I was actually talking to a buddy of mine, just recently, right before I got on the phone with you. I said, besides this, you know, hip hop little rap beef that's going on, name a hit song in hip hop that has stuck in the last 2 years.
Mm.
And I'm not, you know, down talking anybody like that, but at the end of the day, for me, it's not about making a hit song just to make a whole bunch of money for right now. I want to be able to play this for my grandkids one day and be like, listen to this message I'm trying to put out there.
Man.
And changes their life to be able to walk in a different footstep than they were, you know, walking in before that might, you know, benefit them for the positive.
That is absolute facts. And man, you nailed it because you're absolutely right. The music that's coming out, I always refer to it as low vibrational music. And that's why it's not sticking. That's why it's not staying on the charts for long periods of time, because really it's like, at the end of the day, some of the younger generation might want to listen to it in a club or whatever, but that's about it. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to get movie placements unless it's like a ratchet movie that, you know, like that's on Tubi. You know, if you're trying to get like these, you know, big placements and stuff, you got to have music with substance. And that's what Legend JG is putting out there, is a good music.
And don't get me wrong, I put out that ratchet stuff too.
Yeah, you have to have a variety for sure. But you're still mindful in putting out good music.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But that's really what it's about. It's just feeling that vibe in the now and just putting it out. So it's like at the end of the day, even if it's quote unquote low vibrational, something happens and I'm releasing that energy so I can get back up to where I should be.
Mm, I love that. I love your attitude towards it as well. Like it's a very positive attitude. In your city, Knoxville, do you feel like the market's wide open for an artist like yourself?
Hell no.
Why not?
I already told myself, if I lived in like Atlanta or LA or something, or New York, I would have been blown up. But one, we're not a big town. We're a small town. We only have, you know, historically, I mean, everybody listens to hip hop, but
yeah,
it's, you know, a minority kind of genre,
yes,
and we only have about 20% of a minority here in our city. And so even when you're trying to start something, you're marketing to 20% of a population, which is, I mean, without good margins, that could be a struggle.
Absolutely. You would have to literally work harder than an artist who, like you said, is in a city like Atlanta or LA, because there's not as many outlets or the audience. Like you said, you know, you only got 20% of the 100% population. That's difficult. Have you ever considered moving elsewhere?
Yeah, actually I have. I just figuring out where, what's right for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like at the end of the day, I like my hometown roots. I like the country. I like the mountains. And if I move into a city, you know, it's going to be fast paced. It's going to be go, 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 go. And there's not going to be enough time for me to, you know, I like to sit down and meditate. The past couple of days, you know, I grounded for like 2 hours the last 2 days.
Mm.
Like, if I don't have anything to do, I'm going to do something that benefits me.
Yes. I'm 100% with you on that. Let's just dive in on that subject for just a minute, because I like talking to people and having conversations with people who understand me when it comes to that, because I'm very outdoorsy. We've talked about this. I love being outside. I love being in nature. God provided so many free gifts for us. You know, the sun gives us our vitamin D. And like you said, grounding gives us energy. There's so many different things. How did you get like, you know, so in tune with, you know, being outside? Is it because you grew up in Knoxville, you think?
Yeah, I think because it's just so, nature's just everywhere here. I mean, you can, like I said before, you can go, you know, down the street and there's a nature trail somewhere within 5 miles of the city. So it's one of those things where when you're in the environment, you know what I'm saying, the frog in the hot pot, you know what I'm saying, you don't really realize what's going on. But now that, like, I take a step back and look at it, I was like, man, your spiritual journey, bro, you've been putting in work, dog. Like, There's zombies out here. No judgment, but yo, keep on. Just keep on keeping on, dog.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you're absolutely right. And I mean, I talk to my people like online about it all the time, like my followers and stuff, how important it is that we get out there and enjoy that. Because I made a post the other day on my story and I said, no shade, but I said, I guarantee 80% of the people who see my story post are lacking in their deficient in vitamin D, because they're not outside enough. People be cooped up in the house and where it's dark. It's like, you got to get that sunlight to get that natural vitamin D. And most people aren't doing that. So you and I are absolutely on the same page with that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I don't like to pay for anything that's free.
Right.
And so if I can get free energy from the sun, guess where I want to be?
Man, outside. That is absolute facts. Most definitely. And, you know, sadly, a lot of people they're all about materialistic stuff. And
right,
that stuff can be taken away in an instant. you know, like you said, God gave us free stuff. We need to utilize it for sure.
He gives, he takes away, you know. At the end of the day, if we want to store our treasures on earth where things, moth and rust, you know, eat them away, when we get to heaven, we ain't going to have nothing.
No, that's facts. Absolutely. We can't take none of that stuff with us when we transition.
No.
You know, we got to take our conscience with us. Do we do good? Do we do right by people while we're here on earth? You know, some people can't say that. They're out here doing weirdo stuff.
I said that actually, that exact same thing you just said in a recent song. I said, your inner peace is all that you hold. Everything else, let go of.
That is facts. Absolutely. Man, that is absolute facts. Listen, I love how in tune you are with everything. Did your family also grow up, you know, being in tune with nature and being outside as well?
No, not really. I mean, parents like to fish and, you know, my mom's kind of not, you know, she's kind of a girly girl. So anything, you know, bugs nature, she ain't for it. You know, my dad's a fisher. We outdoorsy a little bit, but like, as far as incorporating the spiritual aspect, I don't think so as much.
Yeah.
This is kind of, you know, I was weary of because I grew up a Christian in the Christian church and I never wanted to do anything that was outside of that because, you know, I just, that's just how I walk in my spirit. But at the end of the day, when you do your research and do your homework, it's like Jesus was telling us to do these things.
Yes. 100%. Absolutely. He sure was. And the thing is, people aren't in tune and they need to be. And I, you know, I had a conversation with a young man today, happened to be from Tennessee as well, Jackson to be exact. And I interviewed him and I asked him, you know, is he spiritual? And he, you know, straight up honestly told me no. And I told him, I said, you have to, before you leave this earth, you need to build a relationship with your Lord and Savior. It's so important because it could change your life.
You know, I like to think of it as I was put on this earth for something greater and not just, organism in a petri dish.
Man, that is facts. You talk, you, somebody, yeah, you deep now with it. I love it.
Somebody said, if God in heaven isn't real, life is just a sick joke.
Mm. That is facts. It's like, what is the purpose? What is the purpose if people don't believe? Why are we here? What's the point?
I'd rather be sleeping than stressed. So why, yeah, exactly. Why did my consciousness wake up in the first place?
Man. Absolutely. Have you ever thought about getting into, like, you know, mentoring or motivational speaking since you are so in tune with, you know, various things?
The first job that I got out of college, the interview question that he asked me, he said, what would you do as a profession if money didn't matter? And my answer was be a life coach.
Look at that. Look at that. Let's just dive into that a little bit because, ooh, that's deep. A lot of people need someone around like that. Have you thought about pursuing that?
Yeah. It's just one of those things where, like, we're living a day and age where, for instance, like on the streets, the young generation don't listen to the OGs because some OGs were locked up or they weren't really out there like that.
Yeah.
And so they don't have anything to show for it. And so when you listen to somebody who doesn't have what you're trying to get, it's hard for you to take what they have and ingest it and be able to apply it to your own life. But at the end of the day, that person that's giving you advice might not have the same resources you have. And so when they're giving you that advice, it's a, this is what I would do if I was in your situation, but I'm not in your situation, so I can't do that.
Yes, absolutely.
It doesn't mean that what I'm telling you is less than, it just means that it's not in my cards.
That's right. 100%. And we can't force things. That's what I think a lot of people, why people get stressed out or frustrated or want to throw the towel in, because they try to force something that is not intended for them.
Exactly. It's going to be easy. Whatever you're supposed to do is going to be easy. And when you start to get that friction.
Yeah.
Think about it. Space, no gravity. You're just going to keep going.
That's right.
It's when you hit a rock is when you stop. So anytime you're in life and you stop, you ain't probably supposed to, not supposed to go that way.
Hmm. That's facts. But some people just don't, they don't take heed to that. They're not woke, you know, and it's sad to say, but it's the truth. And a lot of it's from this, like, really younger generation. They're so caught up in this virtual world of being on TikTok and Instagram that they're not in tune with what's really going on in the world.
Exactly. And it's like, there's so much going on. I don't watch the news in particular, but, you know, you can get a feel of what's going on in the world. And if they say your outward universe, you actually project it from within.
Mm-hmm.
If you get around, I mean, 100 Monkey Theory, I don't know if you know that, But if, you know, the population of the world is 8 billion and 4 billion and one person want peace, guess what's going to happen? Peace.
Yes. 100%.
More people want conflict. And that's what's happening.
Man, deep. Let's talk about, you have a project that came out, I believe, in 2021, and you have a song titled The Narma Means. Let's dive into that, because just off of the cover, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got, are you, so it seems like you're in tune with the Egyptian culture. That's where I want to go one day. You know, like, take me to Africa and leave me there, please.
I've been there. It's beautiful. Yeah,
man, tell us about that project. You know, it dropped in 2021, right?
Yeah, for sure. So it was my second project that I released. My first project that I put out, that was kind of like a testimony to, like, all right, guys, you haven't heard of me, but these are all these stories of my past. You can dive into it. Yeah. And then when I means, it was kind of like, all right, this is what I'm trying to do with the music that I'm making. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of tracks on there, but, like, they're kind of, like, spiritually uplifting even. So, like, even the smoking song is another one.
Yeah.
If you listen sample at the beginning and the end of the track, I'm not talking about weed, but that's another subject. But in the in Narma Means, you know, the history of Narma Means, he was the first Egyptian pharaoh on record. He's the one that, you know, incorporated the Greeks in with the Kushites, the Africans, and that's why they're, you know, fairer skin, olive skin. He was the first person to incorporate all that. And I kind of wanted people just kind of go back to their roots.
Yes.
When they wrap this album and just kind of like I said, just think a little bit. Like in the song, I said, I live, I learn, I love with no compassion. Y'all overreacting because religion's got you acting a certain way. But at the end of the day, religion, that's ritualistic. Those are spells. That's kind of not being in the now.
Right.
And just observing it. But when you try to do things to get something out of it, that's magic.
That's right. Absolutely. 100%.
And so,
I think people need to go back to some of your music that you put out in the previous years and really dive in and listen to it, and then fast forward to what you're doing now. And I think that will really give people an understanding of who you are and, you know, the message that you're putting out there. Because fast forwarding your most recent project, Clan Tags, if people were to listen to Narma Means, and then you had a couple in between Blurred and I think another one as well, but we'll say Narma Means, fast forwarding to Clan Tags, what vibe are they going to catch differently between those two projects?
Clan Tags is a little edgier, I guess. I'm kind of, with Narma Means, kind of like a soft, like, hey, time to get up to school for school, Billy. And Clan Tags is like, hey, get your ass up, you're late. So it's kind of a different energy behind it all, but it's still the same kind of message. You know, I know a place where they spell loyal with three L's. Like, you can be loyal to somebody, but at the end of the day, are they loyal to you?
Right. 100%. And I love the fact that you really put more emphasis on what you were already saying in previous projects on this newest one, because, like, you know, you're kind of saying it with your chest, like, this is what I mean. I'm standing on what I mean within my music and my messages. Now I'm just emphasizing it a little bit, you know, a little bit tougher. And they, I think that's what's going to really capture people's attention. I like the way you kind of had the buildup, basically.
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, like, I got another single coming out. It's not as conscious, but we kind of talked about how I wrote that song, and it's, you know, my whole process of creating my art is, you know, kind of like the Ice Cube approach of seeing what's going on and ingesting it and making it my own, whether it be my own life experiences or, you know, seeing something on the outside and interpreting that. And so, like, every, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, hate to go here again, but, like, the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect you how it affects me in particularly.
Right.
I mean, in a certain way, I'm not, you know, you might know a whole bunch of people and, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, when you experience something, it, your experience doesn't necessarily match somebody who's right next to you. And so I'm just trying to give people what my experiences is.
Yes.
What my experience is.
And the best way to do it, I think, is through your music, because everybody is a lover of music. You know, some like some genres better than others, but what better way to express yourself without having to make yourself too super vulnerable to the world is put it out through your music.
Right. And growing up, I always was, you know, self-conscious of my voice. Still kind of am. I don't sound like a 6'8 black dude. I sound.
Yeah, y'all, like, he's super tall.
I sound like a Chad. And I'm okay with that. But, and I've come to grow in that. And I learned, like, in the studio, like, even with my first couple projects, I was trying to make my voice sound a certain way, so it could come out on the track a certain way. But as I got, you know, more developed in my creative process, I just said, you know what? I'm going to feel this. These are the words. I'm going to say it. I'm going to leave it up to the engineer to make it sound good.
Man.
And I got a track that I did. I came to Atlanta and did a track with Schlump Poppy and Kwame. And I was just feeling myself. And when I heard the playback, I was like, bro, you're yodeling. On a rap song. What that is, that's a yodel, dog. And I was just like, hey, we're rolling with it.
But I like your delivery because you have a really dope voice, but I can, and this is, again, this is no shade. I love saying this because I don't throw shade at people, but some of these rappers out here, I can't even understand what they're saying. I'm like, what did they just say? You know what I'm saying? Like, they'd have to literally spell it out for me just because the way they enunciate certain things, or they you know, obviously make a different type of word for it or something. But, like, you come through very precise. And to me, that is going to open you up to a broader audience because people can really understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with marbles in my mouth. So my mom taught me how to speak.
No mumble rap, right? As they say.
Speak your own. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Right. I want people to hear it, so I'm going to say it clear.
Understood. Right. And there's an audience for everything. You know, there is definitely an audience for everything, but I really feel like, you know, when you put out music that people can clearly understand what you're saying and talking about, you're really opening yourself up to a much broader audience. And that's the goal. You know, you don't want to just be local man in your city. Like, you want to be known worldwide. You're a legend.
I want to be known across the universe.
Right. Right. Out of this world type stuff, you know, like.
If NASA, you want to send a probe with some music out into space, hit me up. I will give you my master for that.
Tell us about, you got a performance coming up on 420 in Chattanooga. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is with a buddy of mine named Vincenzo. He's got a little local thing going on in Nashville. And so he's expanding out. He's doing a show in Nashville, Atlanta, and the tour's wrapping up in Chattanooga.
Mm.
And it's a 420 themed tour. You know, we're doing, we're performing in a smoke shop. And so,
that's,
you know, I'm doing
dope.
It's all smoking songs.
I love that. So you're not going to do the Atlanta stop?
Oh, I'm not going to be in Atlanta. No, I'm just going to be in chat.
Yeah.
But I definitely need to come back down to Atlanta because, again, y'all love me down there. I love it down there. No Diddy. And that was a joke. but no, I love the energy down there. And it's got, you guys have the opportunity. So it's one of those things where the next time I see a show, I know I missed your birthday showcase, but anything you got going on this Tampa Mystic, I want to be there.
Listen, I would appreciate that. I think the next one that we're going to do is probably going to be early August. That's when Bigger Rankin's birthday is. We usually kind of, we like to have somewhat themed type of events. And so, yeah, his birthday bash will be early August. So I'll definitely keep you in the loop once we start, you know, registering artists to perform at that one.
Awesome. Yeah, because I'm, sign me up. I'm down for it.
Yeah, we need you back down here. Atlanta needs a legend in the city.
Hey, as long as everybody's happy and coming up, we good.
No, that's facts. Absolutely. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like you're understood as an artist, or do you feel like you're slightly misunderstood?
Misunderstood.
Tell us why.
Well, I mean, you've seen me outwardly apparent. You know, I can fit many molds. You know, I clean up nice. I can, you know, do whatever. But at the end of the day, stereotypes are still a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not a stereotype. Like, I told somebody, I represent Farragut, Tennessee. That's the suburb that I grew up in, and, you know, I'll say it to the death of me, bro. I grew up in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And a lot, like, oh, you don't know struggle, da 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 da. But at the end of the day, you don't know what it feels like to not be able to ask your neighbor for sugar.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even in the hood, like, there's one or two neighbors you can knock on their door and be like, hey, can I? In the suburbs, when you're, no, these people don't like you at all. They're looking at you like, why are you here?
Right.
When people show up at your house for a party, they're calling the cops. Like, they got too many people over there. Like,
man. That's
I've got pulled over in my neighborhood for speeding, and the only reason why I didn't get a ticket that night and he wanted to do more is because there was somebody that was visiting my mom that saw me being pulled over and actually had to vouch for me living in that neighborhood.
That is insane.
Yeah. Address was on there and everything. Yeah, I live up the street. And they were like, oh, why are you here? And they were asking me all these questions. Like, bro, I've lived here my whole life. Like,
wow.
Who are you?
That's like, and you know, the sad thing is a sad reality. There's a lot of people walking on this earth, including myself, keeping it G, who wouldn't know what it's like to experience certain things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. People take for granted that they can go do what they want, where they want, and never be questioned when there's people, sadly, in 2024 that are still dealing with that crap. It's just insane to me.
You know, and I like, and I don't want to like make it like a racist thing at all. Like, I'll just be honest with you. I don't like the cops.
Yeah, that's, I don't either.
Since I was 12 years old, and not that I'm a criminal by any means. My dad lived in Ohio, and for spring breaks, I would go and visit him for, you know, for the break. And every day he would give me $20 to ride the bike down to the gas station to get my lunch. Well, this particular day, I rode my bike down to the gas station. There was a car that pulled in. I let him, you know, go into the gas station, being nice. He actually cut me off, gets out of the car, and it was an undercover cop, and it was a black guy. So it wasn't about race. It was just about somebody trying to push their authority onto you that doesn't have a right to do that.
Man.
And I'm not.
No, you I'm should. You shouldn't have to feel threatened or bow down to someone because they got some authority.
Right. Your job is to stop people from doing bad things. A kid riding his bike to the gas station, he ain't doing nothing bad. Leave him alone.
Exactly. 100%. And that goes back to, like you said, people stereotype by the way people look. You know, like, even me, it's crazy. I got quite a few tattoos, and trust me, they be looking at me like, that doesn't make me a less of a person, or I'm not trash because I got tattoos. Like, it's just a form of expression for myself. So it's like, or, you know, growing up, you know, my son is biracial. I used to get called horrible names by white people, by my own race. And it's just crazy to me that we have to deal with stuff like that. But fortunately, people like you and I, we don't allow that to dictate who we are, nor change who we are. We're just going to continue doing who we are, being who we are, doing what we do. And whether people like it or not, that's cool. We keep it moving.
Exactly. You can't stop process.
No.
So at the end of the day, you know, either you're going to help me or you're not, but I'm not going to let you hinder me.
Man, that is absolute facts. Do you have a signature ad lib that you find yourself using a lot in your music?
Yikes.
Tell us how that came about.
Well, I was making my first album. And I was thinking, like, man, everybody knew Jeezy by him saying, yeah, everybody knows Lil Jon. Okay, like,
yeah,
everybody their own little ad lib, these hot superstars, what are you going to say? And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, just coming up, was like, you in here? Like, I was thinking to myself, you already know what you're going to say. You already know what you're going to say. And then the anagram, you inherently know everything solely, came to my mind. And I was like, huh, what does that spell out? Yikes. Oh. There you go. It means something. Nice. So, running with that. Nobody's saying no. We're going to run with it.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I think that is so dope. I think that every artist should have that signature ad lib. Like you said, Lil Jon and Jeezy and a lot of these, you know, well-known artists. Just hearing, if you only heard that ad lib, you would associate it with that artist. How important do you think it is as an artist to kind of have that signature ad lib to kind of stamp who you are?
I think it's very necessary. Like, it's all a part of branding. So at the end of the day, you know, Gary V. Vaynerchuk, I don't know if you're up with him, but he had mentioned something about how, like, these companies, you know, they have jingles back in the day,
right,
to help you with a 30-second jingle. And so now they're snapping it down to, like, when they have, like, the little intro take, it's like a little sound. And you know by just hearing that sound who it is.
Yes.
And so when it comes to being an artist yourself, somebody might hear your song on the radio for the first time, not know who it is, but then you hit that ad lib like, oh, that's such and such.
Right, right. That is facts. And it's so crazy how I ask that question quite often now, because I always like to know what people's signature ad lib is. And more so than not, most of these artists don't have one. I'm like, why not? Like, that's kind of like your signature, like your stamp.
It's because they're making music to hopefully get a lot of money one day instead of actually making the music to express themselves.
Man, 100%. I agree with you on that. Absolutely. And that's again, what separates you from so many other artists out here. And just to dive in on that a little bit, what do you feel like is your biggest attribute as an artist that does separate you from a lot of these other artists out here?
That I don't care. I'm going to be careful how I say this. Because I've already told you I don't care. I did an interview. I don't really care about people's opinions. I only care about what's fact and what's true and what's real. And so I just stay in my own lane in that regard. And so, like, with me, I come straight forward with everything. Like, for instance, I had a show that I was planning on doing, right? Before I got the contract, because I had a headliner coming through, I hit up a whole bunch of artists to try to, you know, see if I can get some openers for them before I have a contract. Well, a lot of artists, a lot of promoters will, even if that contract fell through, will take the money and try to make something happen and then give everybody, you know, a half-half product. Whereas me, as soon as the contract went through, I hit up everybody, hey, bro, here's your shit back. Here's your money back. Can't help you. I'm sorry. If anything comes up, I'll hit you back up. Yeah, that maybe does, you know, hurt my face card a little bit, but at the end of the day, they know that I'm never going to come out with them with any BS. Either I'm coming after them that's real, or it ain't. I'm not coming at you at all.
Right.
And so I think a lot of people that set me apart is a lot of people will blow a lot of smoke, and the only smoke I blow is THC.
I know that's right. The good stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, and you're right, you know, because you have a conscience. Like, you are caring about the fact that you don't want to be out here scamming people or doing people wrong, you know, like you're, and that's definitely what can separate you, because some people out here just don't care. They don't care. It's all about them. They're very self-righteous, and you're selfless. Like, you care about other people, you know, and you want to see other people win as well. That's why you were looking to book acts to open up, because you were putting them in a position to shine.
Exactly. And that's it. Like, if, you know, when we look at, you know, the stars in the universe, we see, you know, or in the sky, we see the stars. But actually, we're seeing that entire star system.
Man.
And that star is actually lighting up all those planets. And we're so far away, we can't tell. We only see the quote-unquote star. But in all actuality, there's a whole ecosystem that's happening up there. And without that ecosystem, that star probably was going to turn into a black hole.
That's right. Absolutely. It's so deep, man. I just wish that we could jump into some sort of machine, you know, a rocket, spaceship, whatever it may be, and get out there and actually be able to experience that.
I know, man. It's like, I don't want to go to Mars, because this is like the first trial run.
Yeah, let a few other people do it first.
Right. But, you know, when that thing starts opening up, like, you know, when I'm able to afford, you know, a trip in the atmosphere, yeah, I want to do that. You know, not knowing some, like, Tower of Babel to try to reach the gods, but I also want to see everything that God made.
I agree. I agree. I could not agree more, because there's so much out there that sadly we'll probably never be able to touch or witness in our lifetime, but we can only imagine and hope and wish that possibly. Let me ask you this, kind of in reference to that, if you could have like one superpower, what would it be?
Fly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Either that or it's three. It makes it three. Flying, invisibility, or super strength. But I think flying.
Definitely. I would like to be able to teleport.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, because that's kind of similar as flying, because you could fly to where you want to go and not have to deal with traffic and people and whatnot, you know?
Teleporting, right there. So
yeah, that's what I would want, because I could go visit family members and come right back. Like, that would be so dope.
that would be pretty dope, actually. The time
Yeah, listen, it may exist and we just don't know about it.
Dude, so I've been like thinking to myself, like, your dreams are just another reality somewhere. Because, I mean, you're conscious in your dreams, if you know, like, not doing lucid dreaming, but if you know how your dreams, you can work through your dreams.
Yes.
It's just another reality. And I'll be flying in my dreams. So you're right. Like, you know, if I can figure some things out here, this reality.
I know that's right, Wolfie. Once you figure out how to do it, let me know, because I'm gonna be right there with you.
I'm telling the whole world. Don't be mad at me.
We're gonna be flying everywhere. That'll be dope. Let's talk about this record that we currently have in rotation, and it's titled after the EP Narmer Means. You know, tell us about the record.
Basically, it's just like an eye-opening record. Because it ended up being a Christian song. And like I said, I ain't a Christian rapper by any means. I'm a conscious rapper.
Yeah.
That fucks Christ. So you can take that for what you want. But at the end of the day, we do a lot of things and we make a lot of choices and we claim to be good people, but all our choices aren't always good choices.
Right.
And it's not hard to make take that back. Sometimes it's hard to make the right choice, because it might put us in a back situation. It might put us back a little bit. But at the end of the day, if you know how bow and arrows work, you pull back, you let it go, you're going to go farther than you ever went anyway. Mm. So it's like that opportunity call sacrifice that, you know, for doing the right thing. I was literally talking to somebody about this today. It's like, you know, Jesus asked God if he could do anything else besides die. And that's what he had to do. And so at the end of the day, it's like you go through your life and you want to make the right choices. But at the end of the day, it's hard for you to decipher what that is if it's going to put you in harm's way. Sometimes.
Yes, 100%. So people need. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, you just got to trust the process and know that if you're living in truth and living right, that the best outcome is going to come regardless.
That is facts. You are absolutely, and I think that's with every piece of what we're living, you know, like trusting the process, whether you're getting on a fitness journey or whether you're starting a new career, like you just have to trust the process, because again, it goes back to what we said earlier, everybody's journey is different. So you just have to absolutely just buckle down and trust the process and know that what is intended for you and what's meant for you will happen. If it doesn't happen, then it wasn't meant for you. Like you said, it's not in the cards.
Yeah, and there's nothing to, it's nothing to fret over or anything like that. It's just don't focus on what you're not supposed to have. Focus on what you're supposed to have, because, yeah, you know, if the plans are for you to succeed and prosper, what you wanted probably wasn't what's best for you anyway.
Mm, man, that is facts. Absolutely. We don't want that. If it's not meant for us, I don't want it anyway. Definitely. Well, we're going to get into this record and check it out. Before we do that, do you have anything else in the works that people need to be in tune with? Any upcoming projects or, you know, other music videos coming out that we need to stay in tune for?
Yeah, I got a single coming out next month, and I'm going to come down there and do an in-person with you to drop that one. I'm going to drop that with you guys. Just STFU, like I said, I like to mix and match a little bit and, you know, get stuff in that'll wrangle in those lost sheep so they can, you know, listen to some of that more conscious stuff. And so this is kind of one of those breakup tracks. I think it'll be good right before summertime.
Yes.
For all those F boys and hot girls that, you know, don't have a conscience, that just want to use their bodies to get what they want out of life. Not cool.
Nah, there's a whole lot of that going on. Well, maybe when you come down, we can get you to do one of the live performances too. That would be dope.
Oh, I definitely will do that.
And something else I'm currently starting on the podcast, as well as allowing artists to come through and filming them actually doing a freestyle. Cause I get asked that a lot. So I said, let me go ahead and kick this off. I actually had a young lady from Philly came through today and she did a freestyle. So I'll be publishing that soon. And I don't know if you're a freestyler, but that's something that we're kicking off as well.
So two things, your spiritual journey. Let me ask you this. Was it hard? Is it hard? Cause you're still going through it.
Honestly, it was now that I'm trusting the process, it feels right and it feels good.
Okay. So with that being said, Legend JG style ain't free. So the stuff that I put out for free, yeah, it's supposed to elevate you up a little bit. And number two, I actually got my name in a freestyle circle. Like, I shut down the whole cypher, and everybody, that's when I got my name. So that's why I go by Legend JG. If somebody, I spit something, somebody literally said, "Stop, you're a legend, JG." And that's what I've been going with ever since.
That's dope.
When I do freestyle, like, one, I got to be in the mood, obviously. But two, I know that the things that I say out of a stream of consciousness, I should have put on a record.
Understood. Understood. No pressure. I get it. I totally.
I'm feeling myself. I mess with you, Tapu. You know,
I just want to try to really honestly give you as much exposure as possible. In fact, what I do want to also extend to you, and this is going to be completely on me. You know, I'm on FM radio 5 nights a week here in Atlanta, and I want to do an FM radio interview with you just to show you some love, because you've showed me so much love. The only thing I'll need is just a clean version to one of the records that you want me to play, and we'll get that interview popping. So just be on the lookout for me reaching out to you about that one real soon.
Wait. And this is so funny that you said that, because this is a theme that's kind of been going on. So let me get this straight. I'm investing in you, and so you're just going to say, you know what? I'm going to give it to you, give you something for free, because I like you and you like me. And this is a relationship.
Yes.
And it didn't take much, did it?
No, absolutely not.
All right. I just wanted to just be clear with that. If people do stuff for other people, it's because they want to do it.
Yes.
And it's just because. And you don't have to do something for me to do something for you.
Right. Right. I'm not looking for absolutely nothing in return. I'm not looking for you to pat me on my back or big me up. I'm just doing it. You're right. Cause I just think you're a dope person. And I want to show gratitude and give thanks, because you've been rocking with me so genuinely. So, and I just want to show that appreciation. So y'all heard it here first. We're going to be doing the interview soon, coming up on the FM station, but we're going to get into this record. Tell everybody where they can follow you at on your social media.
Legend_JG on Instagram, Legend JG TV on YouTube, and then obviously just search Legend JG on all your streaming services, and you'll see a really good-looking black dude.
Super tall.
Good jeans. Long walks on the beach, all that stuff.
I know that's right. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
I just want to give a shout-out to you. You just affirmed something, gave me a confirmation, so I just want to give a shout-out to you. Because you're doing something good for the community. And I just want to say I appreciate you. Everybody else who I can give a shout out to, you know who you are. I love everybody, so I love y'all too.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for just genuinely always rocking with me. Like, you're the type of person that I could sit down and do this with every day, because you just got positive and good energy. But let's get into this record, man. Go ahead and give us the official introduction.
What's up? It's your boy Legend JG. You guys are listening to Hype 98.7, and you got to listen to Narmer Means, title track of Narmer Means.
That's y'all like right. It. Let's go. Y'all stay tuned for it. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic.
It's the second coming of Da Vinci. You can see me. Yeah, I'm at your throat like Genzu. You gives us fish food. Who was that dude? Is he God, the creator? No, not at all, but I am of this realm. My inner thoughts connected to all of y'all. I spent time at the monster synagogue and cathedral, but we all pray to the one that has no equal, to those beneath him. I live, I learn, I love with no compassion. This is overreacting, hate that rituals got you asking yourself, is it all about wealth? Is there life after death?
Yeah.
When it's gone, what is left?
What?
It seems we love Yahweh, but Allah is the enemy. It doesn't make sense to me.
We need it by any means. We love our enemies. We kill our enemies. We need his energy. We lost our memory when we were truly kings. Will they remember me? What is honor? Survival's not promised. When's tomorrow? We mourn, but don't sorrow. God, I'm sorry. I'm only your offspring. God, I'm sorry. I'm only.
God, I'm sorry, I'm only your offspring. God, I'm sorry. survival's not promised. When's tomorrow? We mourn, but don't sorrow. God, I'm sorry, I'm only your offspring. God, I'm sorry, I'm only your offspring. God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. My life is my offering. God, I'm sorry.